Thanks, Bethan. Bye, Bethan. Thanks, Bethan.
Bye.
Have you listened to My Singing Monsters?
Yes.
I love My Singing Monsters
bum,
now.
Ch, ba, bum, ch, bum, ch.
Bum, bum,
ba, da, 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 da.
Doo-wop. 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 Yeah.
Doop, 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 doop.
I have a whole... Like, there's this one song that's, like, trending on TikTok. It's
ooh,
the,
trending.
The trending. It's trending. It's the Cold Island one. It's like, look at the stars at the big black ink. Tell me what you feel and tell me what you think. Is it cold outside? Is it cold out? And then
I don't think I like that.
What? I love it. And it goes, this is what I live for. This wondrous chill. And yes,
this wondrous chill.
It can be lonely. Anyway, yeah. And then, wait, listen to this. I saved it so, like, every once in a while I can go and listen to it because it slaps so hard.
Okay. Oh! Ah, shit! I can't believe you've done this.
I know, I'm sorry. I saw it. I'm sorry. Anyway. I want to add that song to my playlist, but I don't know how to because it's just a TikTok audio. But I did add the Cold Island song to my
But that one's on Spotify?
The Cold Island, yeah. The
that's
one where it's like
terrifying.
It's like, look at the stars in the big black ink. And I added it to my month 16 or what month 19.
Month 19.
Yeah.
Imagine using a numbered system.
Okay,
could
I had,
never be
I
me.
Had to, okay. It's numbered because I started my month playlist in the middle of a month, and it used to be, like, it would be, like, 30 days, like, the 30 days of, like, March 20th to April 20th. So I couldn't call, what was I supposed to call it? It's month one, there's 2 months, I can't call it, it's something different, I'm too deep.
But now you fixed it.
But I'm too deep.
Too deep.
I'm in too deep, and I can't change it because then I have to change all other ones, and it still wouldn't make sense.
Okay, I'm sorry I brought this up. I didn't mean to attack
him. It's a sensitive subject.
Him.
It's a sensitive target subject because I always forget what month I'm on. Like, I'm like, oh, I'm on month. Like, it's obviously a very bad system because, eventually the months are gonna get really really high.
Mm-hmm.
Like all the numbers, but
you'd be like, whoa, what month is it? Yeah. Can you do something like this to my nails?
Oh, I sure can try.
Just like do a bunch of different
mm-hmm.
random color combinations.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Cool.
With these colors?
With these, but also if you... I don't really know what you have, if you think other things will go well. I'm giving you free reign, but
the
also
the crazy
not
thing
at
is
all.
You can... Look. Okay, well, whatever. I'll
go
take
girl.
You up on this.
Go okay. Piss girl.
Are your nails prepped?
No. Let me... I can do that.
You want to prep them?
Give me a nail file. Okay. Why don't you tell the podcast what we're doing today?
Okay, so today we are discussing the dreaded topic of grace.
The dreaded topic.
If... You don't know who Grace is. I don't think anyone knows who Grace is. But.
I don't know who Grace
is. I have some serious beef with Grace that needs to be resolved. Or should it? That's my main question. Should I, like, would you forgive Grace? Is the topic of this video.
Welcome to the trial and execution of Grace.
Honestly, yeah. Okay. So... Basically, I've kind of had beef with Grace for a long, long time, because I started in, like, third grade, I think, and I'm sorry, I can't think right now, I'm trying to, like, remember, well, okay, because we both, like, didn't get into the gifted program, but then she retook the test and got in, and I just didn't retake the test. And then, like, I don't know, people in the gifted program were mean to me, but they were still my friends.
Of course.
But then, But then anyway, the real subject of the the podcast comes in fourth grade when my so let me tell you about Giraffe. My fourth grade teacher had this balloon giraffe, and I'm not really sure where she got it, but it became kind of like our classroom's mascot. Like,
classcot.
Yeah. And we would, like, take it places, and it would sit at my teacher's desk, and it was, like, it was our mascot, Giraffe. It was so cute, and everyone loved it. But we had, like, did you guys have, like, in elementary school, like, a switch teacher?
A what? A
switch teacher. So, like...
Like Nintendo?
No. Like, for three subjects. So it's like Miss Bimbo would teach. Why are you laughing at Miss Bimbo's name?
That's so funny because on my way here I passed a truck that literally just said Bimbo.
It's Ben Bo, not That's Bimbo.
That's funny though.
Okay, it's a little funny. However, it's like Miss Bimbo for like the first half. We do like reading and writing with Miss Bimbo, and then we'd get all of our stuff and we'd pack it up in our little bin. Like, we had these like bins that went into our desks.
Bins. For Miss Bimbo?
No, it's a whole thing. It's all of elementary school. It's like all of your stuff is in this bin, and then you slide it out of your desk, and then you walk over to your next teacher, and I had Miss Brown for my other teacher, and she. I don't appreciate you laughing at my fourth grade teacher's names.
Where's your? Never mind.
That's literally not it.
Where's your cuticle oil?
Oh, my cuticle oil?
Your coil, if you will.
Where's your balm? The Burst Beads. Okay. We're using Delia's.
We're using Delia's, guys.
Yeah. Okay. And then, this is a whole other thing where, where, like, my bin was so heavy, like, because, and I would always complain about it, like, every single day.
You seem like one of those kids to have, like, those huge backpacks.
Yeah, that was me. I had so many, like, books and stuff, because I was a little nerd in fourth grade. It was, like, when I was reading Harry Potter, so I, like, had my Harry Potter book with me at all time. And, you know, those are massive. And I remember one day I was complaining, like, I would always complain to Miss Brown, like, can I please put my bin down? Because we would hold our bins and, like, wait outside the other teacher's, like, door, like, during switch. And I would always complain. And then she's like, okay, Emily, I'm tired of you complaining. Like, there's no way this thing can be that heavy. And so then we did, like, an experiment. She brought, like, a scale. And, like, Miss Brown was so funny. She brought a scale and, like, conducted an experiment where she weighed, like, everyone's bins to, like, and then got, like, the average of all of them, which was, like, I don't know, like, a couple pounds. And whenever she weighed mine, it was 10 pounds. Oh my God. And she was like, okay, never mind. You're valid. Like, that's it. I understand why you were complaining, but anyway, so that's Miss Brown. She's a funny gal. I remember one time whenever we were at recess, she asked me she asked everyone if they liked big butts, and if I said no, then she said you're a liar, because it's like I like big butts and I cannot lie. So yes, if you don't like big butts, then you are a liar. So anyway, that's Miss Brown. So Miss Brown would always steal Giraffe. She would, and like her like main class, they would come up with these plans to steal Giraffe. And then we'd get back from recess and Giraffe would be gone. And we'd be like, no, where's Giraffe? Because, you know, it's our like little class mascot.
That's your whole world right there.
Exactly. And so we would, it was this constant, like, game, and we'd get, like, and then we'd go into Miss Brown's room, and we'd try and look for it, and it was this whole thing, and then we'd eventually save Giraffe, and then one day, she had, like, threatened to pop him,
oh my God.
I was like, no, because it's a balloon, like, you have to be careful with Giraffe, like, he's sensitive, but then, and so then I had a really smart idea. My 10-year-old little brain was very smart, and I was like, you know, I think instead of having like a balloon Drappy. Why don't I get Miss Bimbo a stuffed giraffe? Because this is, where's the, no, I'm
sorry. It's nowhere.
Sorry.
It's gone. Mm-hmm. Evaporated.
That's so sad. But I was like, why don't I get, like, Miss Bimbo a stuffed animal giraffe? Because it's so much better that way, because now Miss Brown can't pop it. There's no, like, danger to the giraffe. Like, we will always have him back. And plus, like, eventually, he's gonna deflate. It's a balloon, you know? Like, it's not gonna stay inflated forever. And so I was thinking about this, and I was like, oh, this is perfect, because next week is actually Teacher Appreciation Week.
Oh, this is wonderful.
Like, what a great coincidence. And so then one day, we were outside of our switch, it was switch time. And so we were waiting, and I was chilling. I was talking to my friend Grace.
And friend. I was like, friend in quotes.
Friend in quotes. I was talking to my friend, and she, I mentioned this to her. I was like, you know, I think for Teacher Appreciation Week, I'm going to get Miss Bimbo a stuffed giraffe. And she was like, oh, that's really cute. That's a good idea. And I was like, nice. The next day, Grace shows up with a stuffed giraffe.
No, she doesn't. That's too obvious. And gives it to Miss
Bimbo. And was like, here you go. You know, and then she used the same reasoning for me. She was like, now Giraffe will never get pops, yada, yada. And I was like, I sat there and I started crying. Like,
did you confront her?
I did.
Sorry. I did. I'm getting ahead of this. Keep
I
did. Going.
I was a very sensitive child, so I started crying immediately. And I started, like, I was like, no, like, I didn't yell or anything, but I was like, I don't remember how this happened, but eventually I got pulled out of class. Like, it was so hysterical. I was pulled out of class, and my teacher, Miss Bimbo, was talking to me, and I was like, you don't understand, like, that was my idea. I was going to get it for you for Teacher Appreciation Week, and she just stole my idea. Like, and then she was like, Emily, it's okay. Like, I understand it's your idea. It's like, but then everyone is going to think that, like, it was Grace's idea, because, like, sure, you believe me, but, like, does everyone else believe her, me? Like, no, because, you know, because Grace, and this is where it comes back, Grace is, like, in the Gifted Kid program, so that she has all of her Gifted Kid friends, and they have this, like, cute little cult, and I'm not in it, and so they're obviously gonna believe her over me, and so I was, like, I was really upset, like,
rightfully so, I was, fuck Grace.
I was so upset, and it was, like, kind of, like, drama for, like, a little while, and I remember it was, like, very tense, like, in the room, like, for maybe a day or two, until, like, one day, my teacher was just, like, okay, like, you have to get over this, like, it's really not that deep.
It is,
like,
deep.
It is, though.
It's about the principal.
I know, like, it was such a good idea. Anyway, so eventually I was forced to forgive Grace, but privately I did not forgive Grace. I held this in my heart, and I did not, I had beef with Grace. And I remember for the rest of the year, to, like, subtly get back at her, I would, this is, like, kind of evil, but Grace started reading the Harry Potter series, and, so this is before, like, the bin incident. Anyway, but, Grace started reading the Harry Potter series, and I was like, huh, I'll start reading it. And then I remember I, like, surpassed her, like, in the books. Like, I would sit there and I'd read the books, like, any opportunity I had, so that way I would, like, be ahead of her. And then, it was a very public, like, competition. Oh, like, everyone knew that I was, like, ahead of her, like, in, like, because at first, like, Grace was, like, ahead in, like, the books, and then everyone knew that I was ahead. And then I'd be like, oh, that's so cute, like, you're still on, like, Philosopher's
Stone. When I was on the first book.
Yeah, literally, I'd be like, did you get to the part where, oh, I don't want to spoil it. Like, oh.
I would have just sat there and spoiled it anyway.
I was so petty.
That is so good.
And it was like a very public, like everyone in my class knew that she started the books before me, but I finished them before her.
Wow.
So that's how petty I was that year. Because she stole my idea. Huh?
Second grade?
This is fourth grade.
Oh.
So she stole my idea. Mm-hmm. Now.
There's more?
Well, this is where, like, the dilemma comes. So, basically, I have never forgotten this. Because ever since Grace got Miss Bimbo that stuffed giraffe, Miss Bimbo's classroom theme has been giraffes.
Mm-hmm.
She started getting more gifts from students. Like, it became a thing. Like, it started a thing where, like, more students would give her, like, giraffe-themed things. And then the next year, my brother had Miss Bimbo, and her entire classroom was redone, themed as giraffes.
Jesus Christ, what is she, Bethan's college dorm?
Honestly. Here, wait, let me... I think I took a picture, and it became, like, a whole thing, like... Do I still have it? I remember we went to the museum, not the museum, the zoo.
And the Miss Bimbo's classroom museum.
No, I don't have a picture anymore.
The Bimbo Museum.
But I had my iPod.
The Bimbo Museum.
Yeah.
It's just case after case of Bim.
Basically. But I had like, we were at the museum, and I brought my iPod Touch, and we took, like, a selfie. Me and Miss Bimbo took a mm-hmm. selfie with the giraffe. Because it was a thing. Like, Grace had started a trend with my idea. And now, I don't know if Miss Bimbo's classroom is still themed as giraffes, but at least it was for, like, a couple years. All because Grace had stolen my idea and gotten her a giraffe theme, like, a stuffed giraffe.
That's fucking funny.
It is funny, but that credit should have gone to me. Because do you think Miss Bimbo remembers whose idea it was? I don't think she does. Like, she just remembers, oh, like, a student got me the stuffed draft.
And now we're here.
And now this is it. And so I've been struggling with this because I, you know, like, my pride, you know?
Yes.
Like, I want that credit to go to me. Mm-hmm. Like, that was my idea, and Grace stole it. Like, I was upset. Like,
of course.
There's no way else to say it. I was upset, and every single time I think back at it, I have anger in my heart. Like, I know that, like, I should have gotten the validation. I crave validation, and I should have gotten that validation from my peers and from generations to come.
You would have been in the gifted kid program.
I would have. They would have accepted me right then and there. But no, because Grace stole my idea. Now, I remember one time I brought it up at, like, my family's dinner, and I was like, mm-hmm. do you guys remember Grace? And I told the story. And they were like, you need to let that go. Like, and they were like, I've heard you bring this up so many times, like, you need to let that go. And then I was like, okay, fine, whatever. I was like, I think I've accepted it, you know, she's a kid, you know, she wanted the validation too. Like, whatever, she didn't know it was going to start this generation's worth of giraffe decorations and giraffe gifts. Like, she had no idea.
But did she?
You know what? You're right. Did she? I'm sure she did. She knew she knew what she was doing.
I agree.
She knew.
She knew.
And then I was like, okay, whatever. I was like, you know what? I think I forgive her. Like, in that moment, I had forgiven her. And I was like, all right, like, it's time for me to let this go. She was a child, you know, whatever, whatever. And then I was retelling this story to Delia one day over breakfast. And I was like, and then I came to the conclusion. I was like, all right, like, I've forgiven her. And then I sat there for a little bit and I was like, no, I haven't. I was like, no, I haven't. And then Delia was like, no, you haven't. Like, do you remember this, Delia?
Yes, of course.
I was like, I don't think I have. I was like, I don't think I have forgiven her.
Delia, have you forgiven Ava?
What, Ava?
Not Delia. Have you forgiven Grace? Where did that come from?
Probably not.
Have you forgiven Ava?
Yes.
Okay, good.
But I'm ignoring doing your nails because I'm so focused on this and I need to, like...
You are frustrated.
I am. But I was so... Whatever. So I'm telling Delia the story and I'm like, I don't know if I forgive her. Like, now I'm torn. Because I remember whenever I... Because I follow Grace on Instagram and I have her Be Real. And so... It's, I remember the first time when I came to the conclusion, I was like, okay, I think I forgive her. I was like, I should DM her on Instagram, tell her, like, I finally forgive you. Because, and also, I want her side of the story. Because I've never talked
to... Can we get Grace on the podcast?
And this is part of, like, I want to reach out to her. And be like, do you remember this? And can I please get your side of the story? And I was like, because this has been building up in my head, and like, what if I've been like misremembering things? But like, she did steal my idea. Like, that did happen. Like, and I did like have a breakdown in the middle of class and have to be pulled out of class. But like, I don't know. What if it's like the Am I the Asshole like on this Reddit?
You should post on there.
I should. Like, am I the problem? Like,
no, you're not.
I'm not.
Yes,
like,
you
am
are.
Am I being too dramatic?
No.
Well, okay. The answer is always yes for that.
Like, I need to know, and so then I was like, so do I? So my question is, after knowing all of the information, do I forgive Grace? But also, should I reach out to Grace?
Should you reach out to Grace? Yes, absolutely.
Should we draft a...
Let's do this, please. Okay.
So, let's see.
Where's Grace?
Grace.
You just look up Grace.
Well, here she is. This is her.
She looks like someone who would do that.
Like...
She has not been active on her Instagram.
She hasn't, but I think she'll get there.
She'll get there.
Okay, so how do I start this?
Dearest Grace.
Dearest Grace.
It has been a while since our last communication.
Since our last
correspondence.
Correspondence.
It's been a while since our last correspondence.
Well, correspondence, I feel like that's giving more of, like, I sent you a letter. It's been a while since our last encounter.
Last encounter, that's perfect. Encounter. Dearest Grace, it's been a while since our last encounter.
But I cannot stop thinking.
But I...
Have not stopped pondering.
Have not stopped pondering.
What could have been.
About... No, wait.
You need Andrew to draft this.
I do. Andrew's, like, really good at, like, writing stuff.
Andrew wrote a love letter.
Yeah. Should I call Andrew and get him to help?
Or? We can do this.
Okay.
We'll do this. He can edit.
He can edit it. He can peer review. Dearest Grace, it's been a while since your last encounter, but I've not stopped pondering about an unresolved issue.
Say, I have not stopped pondering our unresolved
issue.
Our...
That's perfect. Our unresolved issue. Do you remember?
Do you recall?
Do you recall in...
Giraffegate?
This is Giraffegate.
End it with, this is Giraffegate.
Okay. Do you recall in the fourth grade when I... I have not talked to her since literally the end of elementary school.
Okay, but if I got a text like this from some random person from elementary school, which probably means I graduated with them, doesn't matter. I would be over the moon and I would engage.
Okay, I'd hope so. You know what? You're right.
And if she doesn't, fuck Ava. Not Ava. Why do I keep saying Ava? But Grace.
Whoa.
I don't get it.
Whoa.
Grace sucks.
Honestly, okay. Do you recall in the fourth grade when I what's like not like what's like a word for like communicated when I like when I blanked my idea to you about
expressed
my idea to you about getting Miss Bimbo a stuffed giraffe. She's gonna be like, what are you talking about?
She's not gonna remember it. You know what? That's on her.
That is on her. This has affected me for so long. Okay. I expressed my idea.
This is your Abraham Lincoln.
It is. Like, okay. I expressed to you my idea about getting Miss Bimbo a stuffed giraffe so that Giraffe.
To replace the balloon, yeah. Giraffe.
To replace the balloon, Giraffe. Giraffe. I don't know if that's how you spell Giraffe. I don't remember.
Put it in quotes.
Okay, yeah. The balloon Giraffe. I can't stop thinking about her opening her Instagram and finding this.
This is gonna be hilarious.
Because, like, I genuinely haven't seen her in, like, 10 years.
Keep it that way. She's a bitch.
Okay. Do you recall in the fourth grade when I expressed my idea to you about getting Miss Bimbo a stuffed giraffe to replace the balloon Giraffe? ? Well, I recall you stealing my idea.
Jesus Christ!
Okay, wait. I'll make it less.
I recall.
I recall. And
wait. You beating me to the punch. I'm getting another piece of candy.
You
guys.
Beating me to the punch. Coincidentally. Wait. I recall you giving Miss Bimbo a stuffed giraffe. Coincidentally, like getting a stuffed giraffe, like, after our conversation, like coincidentally.
By happenstance?
Yeah.
Is that a word?
Yes, that is. Okay. I recall you giving Miss Bimbo a stuffed giraffe by happenstance. After my idea. After you heard of my idea.
After I declared. After I declared my inclination.
it can't be too formal. Like, or should it be?
After I told you about my plan for teacher appreciation, I don't know.
I'm gonna keep it with, I recall you giving Miss Bimbo a stuffed giraffe by happenstance after you heard my idea. I doubt this was by happenstance.
I doubt this was a coincidence.
Yeah, okay, yeah. I doubt this was a coincidence.
Wait, let me get the definition of happenstance. Coincidence. Okay, yeah.
They're cinnamons. Okay. I doubt this was a coincidence. I've been pondering about this for 10 years.
I've grown restless thinking about this for 10 years.
Okay, wait. I've grown restless thinking about this for 10 years.
What is this that you posted on your story?
Did you not see my Instagram pic I posted today?
I think I did, actually. Your degrees of separation?
Yeah.
That is pretty fucking funny.
Did you read all of it?
I didn't read all of them. Nope.
Okay, well, if you read all of them, you would understand the lock of Abraham Lincoln's hair in a ring that Teddy Roosevelt wore during his second inauguration. Okay?
Of course.
I've grown restless thinking about this for 10 years. I'm not gonna lie. I held a grudge.
Bold of you to say held.
What do you mean?
It's a little misleading.
Okay, I'm not gonna lie, I held a grudge. However, I've been trying to better myself. Myself and tie up any loose ends.
A good.
Any loose ends I have in my life. I want to forgive you, Grace. But I don't know how to.
Please help me.
Please help me. I need to know your side of the story.
If there is one.
If there is one. How do I end this? Be like, I need to know your side of the story, if there is one. So that'd just be it? Like, and then I say, like, thanks. Like,
I wish you all the best.
Do we?
I do want to get Giraffe Gate in there at some point.
Yeah, yeah. This is Giraffe Gate.
Do not be mistaken. Or, wait, didn't you say something nice? Say, I wish you all the best, but do not be mistaken. This is Giraffe Gate.
You all the best, but do not be mistaken. This is Giraffe Gate.
All right, can we get a rundown?
Okay, dearest Grace, it's been a while since our last encounter, but I've not stopped pondering our unresolved issue. Do you recall in the fourth grade when I expressed my idea to you about getting Miss Bimbo a stuffed giraffe to replace the balloon giraffe? Well, I recall you giving Miss Bimbo a stuffed giraffe by happenstance after you heard of my idea. I doubt this was a coincidence. I've grown restless thinking about it for 10 years. I'm not gonna lie, I held a grudge. However, I've been trying to better myself and tie up any loose ends I've had in my life. I want to forgive you, Grace, but I don't know how to. Please help me. I need to know your side of the story, if there is one. I wish you all the best, but do not be mistaken. This is Giraffe Gate.
The only note I have is you say, I want to forgive you, but I don't know how to. Take out the two. I want to forgive you, but I don't know how.
Okay.
Never end a sentence with a preposition.
My bad.
I think two is a preposition, yeah?
I don't know. But it works. Okay. Do I send?
Yeah. Yes.
All right. 3, 2, 1.
Yeah! Oh my god, you just sent her a book!
Oh. Oh my goodness. One sec. I want to know. I need to do some researching now. I'm going to try and look up Miss Bimbo on Facebook. And see... Oh, wait, I have a picture. I think I have a selfie with Miss Bimbo.
I think you just tried to... Oh, my goodness. She looks like a bimbo.
And that's Miss Brown.
Miss Brown is iconic.
I love Miss Brown. She taught me how to do a duck face.
Is that Miss Brown?
Yeah, this is Miss Brown. And then this is Miss Bimbo.
That's so funny.
But, yeah. Okay.
This is fantastic.
Wow. Okay, so I want to find her on Facebook and see if her classroom is still, like, themed giraffe. Because if it is, it makes me even more angry. Like,
It could have been me.
Okay, wait. So, Miss Bimbo. I'm sure my mom maybe follows her, but I don't know. Shannon. Oh, I shouldn't be, like, completely doxing her right now.
That's funny.
Is she even still a teacher? Okay, so I found her Facebook. No, but it's, like, all private, so all of them... I'm just gonna have to stalk her Facebook.
Oh, guys, we're getting deep.
Because it's, like, it's not... It's only, like, certain things are public, so I'm gonna search giraffe on her,
Oh, my God. As you should.
How do you spell giraffe?
G-I-R-A-F-F-E. Giraffe.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. So, this is, December 21st, 2015, someone posted and then tagged Miss Bimbo and said, I think you're rubbing off on her with your giraffe obsession.
Oh, no.
So, this was 3 years after Giraffe Gate, like, after I had done this, and this child, is obsessed with giraffes because of her. Okay, I'm gonna look up, like, classroom. Like, has she ever posted a picture of her classroom? Does she still teach anymore? I don't know.
Okay. Giraffegate might have killed her.
No.
Every time she looked at a giraffe, she couldn't forget.
I don't think she was that upset.
I would be.
Like, she was winning either way. Whether she got a stuffed giraffe from me or Grace.
I don't know, guys.
I'm like...
She's not gonna be able to find it.
I don't think I will, because this is very, like, private. I don't know.
Do we want to eat, then do nails?
Maybe. When are you going to eat, Dahlia?
Around 7:15. So I'm just going to get back from work and drop her stuff off, and then we're going to go. Ava! Yeah. I don't know where Ava is, but she's going to come too.
Okay. Okay, I can't find... There's no pictures on her Facebook that I can find. Which is probably for the best, because I am... I don't think it... I don't know. But I'm sad. Why hasn't she answered me? What if she leaves me on delivered? Okay, it's only been 3 minutes. I don't know why I'm panicking. Oh my goodness. Oh.
It's okay. If she doesn't respond, it's her loss.
You're so right.
I know. About Grace.
I am though. I'm pondering. Like, I literally, I don't. Guys, should I forgive her? Like,
I don't know. Because I was ready to give an answer, but I don't know.
Because it would be the mature thing to forgive her.
Yeah, but.
but, am I being dramatic? Am I playing this up? Like, but, you know, like, I started something. But the credit will never go to me. It'll always be exactly. Grace who got her that stuffed giraffe.
Have you seen the movie The Italian Job?
No. Sorry to ruin your metaphor.
Anyway, guys, if anyone out there has seen the hit film The Italian Job, there's this plot point where one of the guys, one of the heist members, he created this app called Napster, but his roommate in college stole the idea from him.
Oh. Yeah, I know what Napster is.
Okay, well, he stole it off of his computer while he was taking a nap.
Oh.
Is this real?
No. Oh. Well, could be.
It might be real. Because Napster, it's like a, it was like a video, a service to, like, illegally download music.
It was, in, that one Mark Zuckerberg movie.
Yeah.
Anyway. Wait, guys. Never mind. The Social Network. Ava is Mark Zuckerberg.
Why do you keep saying Ava?
Ava? Oh my god, I don't know. Grace. Grace is Mark Zuckerberg.
Uh-huh. It's funny because I had a friend in elementary school named Ava who blew up our toilet.
I think that might be it.
What?
I think Bim's friend from school, Ava.
Ava with an A. I had a friend and she took a dump in my toilet and then... it got, like, clogged and she didn't tell anyone, and then later that day, there was, like, water dripping from the ceiling because it was overflowing, so we went up and we checked and, like, it was Ava's dump, but, and we were, like, in fourth grade, I mean, no, we were in first grade, like, how does a first grader, like, she probably just used too much toilet paper, but anyway,
I like to believe that she had a massive, herself.
Like, she, like, lost, like, 90% of her body weight, you know, like, pushing that thing out. Anyway, and then in my spy journal, I had a spy journal, so I was like, me and Ava are spying, and then the next entry was like, there are strange people at our house, and it was the people trying to fix the toilet, because it was broken.
The toilet is Brock.
The toilet is Brock. That's what I said. Anyway. What were you saying?
Grace probably is, something stupid.
Grace is Mark Zuckerberg.
Grace is Mark Zuckerberg. You are the Winklevoss twins.
I'm the Winklevoss twin.
You're Armie
Hammer. Winklevoss twins.
Yeah, the Winklevoss twins. That means you row crew. Wait, crew row.
Row crew. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm smart.
You are smart. I'm like.
do I forgive her?
I don't know.
It's like the thing where it's like, you know, it's like, 3, 2, 1, do you forgive her? My answer is no. like if I'm put on the spot, no, I don't. I need an explanation.
That was just so skeevy.
Like, I need an explanation. I need to know why she did this to me. It's affected me for 10 years.
This is so true.
I have not been able to stop thinking about it.
If your parents say you should let it go, that just means you shouldn't let it go.
You're right.
Like, that would mean letting it go is sound judgment. And sometimes we don't need sound judgment.
You're so right.
I know.
Ugh!
Grr!
Yeah.
That's how I feel currently.
Literally. Like, okay, what if I search my mom's Facebook? Like, I want to search.
Oh, no.
Like, I need to find. I can't reach out to my fourth grade teacher because I think that would genuinely be weird. Like, she's not one of my peers. Mom, if you're listening to this, can you reach out to Ms. Bimbo? Thank you.
Okay, well, here's the thing. If the giraffe thing isn't a thing anymore, do you really want to be known for the idea that fizzled out?
Mm. You're right.
I know. It's a double-edged sword. It really is.
But it was iconic. Like,
it was iconic. I can imagine. You could have been that bitch.
I could have. Like, I literally could have. I could have been the draft girl.
You were.
I was for a solid day before she stole my idea. Like,
that's wild. You shouldn't have waited. You know what? This should be a lesson. Next time you have a good idea, do it now.
Now.
And then don't tell anyone and say, I'm going to do it later.
You're right. Well, yeah, I've learned my lesson.
Of course.
I've learned a very valuable lesson from this. Like, don't tell anyone your ideas because they will steal it.
Of course.
Especially if it's a good idea. Like, that's a genius idea. That is so smart.
It was so smart, so she stole it. You can't trust anyone out there.
Especially
a bitch's named Grace.
I cannot trust anyone. Like, I literally can't. I don't. If your name is Grace, I don't trust you. Like,
what about middle names?
I'm gonna feel that one. I got my eye on you.
Okay. That just means I'm half mischievous.
Half mischievous. Like, I don't know. Guys, so, like, I'm asking you, the whole point of this podcast, should I forgive Grace? We'll give an update, because this isn't going out for a couple days, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I'll give an update if Grace responds. I hope that she, like, if not, I can get my friend Maisie, who is still friends with Grace, and I have a less tattered relationship with.
Imagine Maisie, like, FaceTimes Grace, and you're just sitting there waiting. Like, it's a group FaceTime.
Oh my god, yeah. Because I follow Maisie also on Instagram, and also on Be Real for some reason.
That's the equivalent of waiting in a dark room, swiveled around in a chair.
And like, turning around, and I'm like, I got my hands together.
Yes, of course.
I don't know. This is difficult. This is difficult.
Do you think karma bit her in the ass? Like, what's she up to now?
She attends, like, I haven't given any last name, so it's fine. But she attends the university, A&M. She attends A&M. I don't know what she's doing. But she attends A&M with Maisie.
Oh, of course.
So they're still, like, close. Because whenever all of my gifted kid friends went to the gifted kid elementary school, I was left behind, and they all grew closer.
Mm-hmm.
And I was left behind to, I don't know, rot, I guess.
You were left behind to rot.
Yeah.
In the
dumb middle school, as Maisie would say.
In the dumb middle school. The forgotten idea.
I remember, so, like, I have such vivid memories. We were sitting on top of the monkey bars, and we were all talking, all my friends, and then Maisie said, oh, yeah, Emily's going to the dumb middle school. And I started crying. I was a very sensitive child. And then, for a little while, Maisie was, like, one of my closest friends in elementary school. For a little while, we had beef. What?
Hello?
No.
No.
What do you think she's doing?
I don't know. Why is she so concerned? She's like, slowly opening the door.
She's dying.
I guess she is.
She just had a stroke.
Anyway, we had, me and Maisie had a little bit of beef for a little while. Ooh. Because, Delia? Yeah.
I just said, is anyone else here? Oh, Charlotte. It's Charlotte. Delia. I have your plant.
What?
Holy shit, it's massive. I was
trying to... What?
Giant-ass ferns across campus.
What?
I couldn't get in the building. I was standing outside.
Where? Her.
People were like... Oh, from the engineering building. Or were they free to take?
They were there for 4 days.
I'm closing the door. Okay, me and Maisie had beef for a little bit, but it got resolved because I was jealous that she was in the gifted program, and she was jealous that I was a student council officer.
Of course, the duality of man.
So then I would, whenever I'd say, oh, I have a STUCO meeting, she would be like, don't mention that around me. Like, I'm that makes me, like, jealous. And then she would mention she's going to gifted class and be like, don't mention that to me because that makes me jealous. I remember one time in fifth grade, the gifted kids, they would every week they'd go to the University of Houston and they'd be taking some like fancy class, and they would
leave. It's like young Sheldon.
For real. They would leave for like, you know, half a day and then they'd come back. And I remember one day whenever they were gone, I said, I like it when they're not here. I was like, whoa.
Way too many people asked me if I need help. I was like, no, they're not heavy.
Okay.
They're two big plants.
Really big ferns. But I was like, what was happening? What I was talking about? I like it better. I was like, I think I prefer it when they're not here. And then word got around to them.
Period.
And
as it should.
Because they were so obnoxious about it. I have so much beef with all of the gifted kids. They didn't give me the respect I deserved. They started, like...
You were the giraffe lady.
I was the giraffe.
And they knew it.
They knew.
Deep down, they knew.
This is a whole other subject, but me not being in the gifted program as a kid started, like, my downfall. Like, because from then on, I became really competitive about grades because I was, like, I it was my goal to be better than all of my friends in the gifted program. And, like,
And now we're here. Still thinking about Grace.
Still thinking about Grace. Because it's not fair. She retook the gifted exam. She failed at first, too. My mom just didn't want to pay to retake it.
Good. Good on Bichelle.
Like, she could have... We could have bonded over this. But instead, she went behind my back and joined them. And then she stole my idea.
They hate us because they ain't us.
Do I forgive? Do I?
Absolutely not. Hello, everyone.
Ladies and gentlemen, the time has come. Grace has responded. Except she actually responded like 3 days ago, and I haven't been able to respond. But it happened. When I tell you, I literally fell to the ground when I saw this... this DM. I was standing, like, I had all my friends over for, like, our family Thanksgiving, and I look at my phone, and Grace's name was on my screen, and I literally fell to the ground, and everyone was like, what, and I'm like, Grace responded, and everyone was like, oh, Grace responded?
Grace responded.
And then I immediately called Charlotte, and then it was, like, a little game of me calling Charlotte, and she's like, oh, just 1 minute, and then she calls me and be like, oh, just 1 minute. But now we're finally done it.
Now we're here. And it's Tuesday.
Now we're here. It is Tuesday. She texted me on Saturday. And I haven't opened it because I needed to preserve this moment for the podcast, my very first read. I'm not going to lie. I'm a little nervous. But okay I'm gonna open. Do you have anything to say?
Godspeed. Let's do it.
Okay. Dearest Emily, I greatly appreciate you reaching out after all these years. I do recall this incident and would also like to make peace. As I recall, I had told my mother of your idea and she went out to retrieve a new giraffe. I did not make this request, but in order to appease my mother, I felt it necessary to deliver said giraffe to Miss Bimbo, lest I suffer the wrath of my mother. I regret not including you in this scheme and should have reached out before handing over the new giraffe. I hope this helps on your quest to forgiveness, and I apologize for any wrongs I may have committed against you. I understand if this process takes some time to process.
Wow.
Okay. So she told her mom, and then her mom went out and bought it.
So her mom's the snake.
It's wait, her no, mom who's the Grace snake. Is still a snake. Like, and then, so she had to give it to Miss Bimbo, because then her mom would be like, girl, I just bought you this for nothing.
Well, then, okay, devil's advocate, why didn't Grace then go up to you and say, hey, do you want to give this to her together?
I know, yeah, I mean, she said, I regret not including you in this scheme.
You should.
Unbelievable. she went behind my back.
I agree. This is terrifying. Okay, what are you going to say next?
I don't know.
She needs time to process.
I know. How do you even respond to this?
So, okay, instead of saying, what do we want to get out of this next message?
Let's go with that.
Do we want to forgive her? Because I don't think I've forgiven her, and I didn't. This didn't even happen to me.
Yeah, I don't know.
Wait, in the first message, did you talk to her about how the giraffe became a thing for Miss Bimbo?
No, I didn't.
Maybe we could bring this up and say,
will I understand your fourth grade mind?
I cannot excuse the lapse in your judgment.
The butterfly effect that this has caused is one that should be attributed to me.
Exactly. And I think you should start off with being thank you for your candor. Thank you for your candor in this matter.
However, okay, do I say dearest Grace again, or should I
my dear sweet Grace?
It gets more and more intense every time.
Next time you have to follow it up with Grace. My love, Grace. Grace, my love.
Grace, my love. Okay, my dear sweet Grace. What did you say? Thank you for your what?
Candor. C-A-N-D-O-R. Let me look up the exact definition.
Yeah, it's candid, but not. I get it.
The quality of being open and honest in expression, comma, frankness.
How do you spell it?
C-A-N-D-O-R.
I could have guessed that.
You could have. Why didn't you?
I don't want to hear it. Okay. So thank you for your candor. What's next?
Ah, shit. I don't know. Okay, can you read me her message again?
Yeah. Dearest Emily, I greatly appreciate you reaching out after all these years. I do recall this incident and would also like to make peace. As I recall, I had told my mother of your idea, and she went out to retrieve a new giraffe. I did not make this request, but in order to appease my mother, I felt it necessary to deliver said giraffe to Miss Bimbo, lest I suffer the wrath of my mother. I regret not including you in this scheme and should have reached out before handing over the new giraffe. I hope this helps on your quest to forgiveness, and I apologize for my wrongs, and I may have committed against you. I understand if this takes some time to process.
Okay. My dear sweet Grace, thank you for your candor on this matter. You could say something like, apologies for my delayed response, as I needed to confer with my associates as to actually, no, that's kind of stupid. Actually, I don't care. I think it's funny.
It took her a couple days to respond.
Okay. This is good. Let's see.
Yeah, okay.
Thank you for your candor. My dear Grace.
Thank you for your candor. Thank you for your candor.
Yes.
On this matter. You're right. This will take time. you're right. This will take time to process.
But now having all the facts, I think there are grounds for forgiveness.
Nice, but now having all the facts, there are grounds for forgiveness. Although I sympathize. How do you spell sympathize?
Although I sympathize with your fourth grade childlike mind.
How do you spell sympathize?
SYMPATHIZE, I believe.
You're going too fast with sympathize. What?
Spell
sympathize.
SYMPATHIZE. Yes. Sim with a Y.
Path. Okay, I got it.
Eyes, okay.
I always sympathize with your fourth grade...
comma, childlike.
Childlike mind. Wait, what was it? I always sympathize with your fourth grade childlike mind. I can't help but...
I cannot excuse the lapse in your judgment.
Excuse.
And then go into the butterfly lapse effect.
In your judgment. The butterfly effect that this giraffe
created would set the course for the next, what is it, like 3 or 4 years of room decor.
Okay, the butterfly effect this giraffe created set the course for the foreseeable... How do you spell foreseeable? Never mind, I figured it out. For the foreseeable future, devastates me. You spell devastates, never mind.
You can say,
so
like...
I'm so bad at spelling.
Okay,
wait. The butterfly effect that this giraffe created set the course for the... Wait, this doesn't even make sense. The butterfly effect that this giraffe created set the course for the foreseeable future. This devastates me.
I think you already said devastated.
No, I didn't.
Okay. Can we add a little, like, metaphor? Like, this giraffe was the seed...
That would grow into
the defining decor of this, what, fourth grade classroom?
Yeah.
We need some imagery in here.
This giraffe.
What was his name?
Was the giraffe.
This replacement giraffe. This scheme. Synonyms for scheme. This course of action. Enterprise. This enterprise.
Oh my god. This enterprise. This enterprise giraffe or just this enterprise?
This giraffe and... Enterprise? No.
How do you spell enterprise?
Enter. Prize. With an S.
Okay.
So, wait. Read the message from the beginning.
My dear sweet Griffin, thank you for your candor on this matter. You're right. This will take time to process. But now having all the facts. There are grounds for some forgiveness.
Can you say, I believe there are grounds for forgiveness? I think that'll flow better.
I believe there are the grounds for forgiveness. Although I sympathize with your fourth grade childlike mind, I cannot excuse the lapse in your judgment. The butterfly effect this giraffe created set the course for the foreseeable future, and this devastates me. This giraffe enterprise was the building blocks, seeds, what should I say? Was the starting point,
synonym for building block? The elementary unit.
That's trying too hard, you know?
Was the...
I want, like, a metaphor.
See, the...
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. This is a pickle.
Really is. Pickle, if I've ever seen one.
What if the pickle is the metaphor?
How would that work?
So if you said something like, first of all, I don't think giraffe enterprise sounds good.
I don't really think so either. It's kind of clunky.
It's kind of nasty. So what if we say something like, this stuffed...
I'm just gonna say giraffe-y.
Yes. Put giraffe-y in quotes.
Right.
Giraffe-y was the cucumber. No.
No.
Giraffe-y was the seed, which later grew into...
Was the seed that grew into a classroom... full of subsequent giraffe
foliage.
Foliage.
This is so...
Foliage in Miss Benbow's classroom. To my knowledge...
Wait, can you read that sentence?
Yeah. Giraffe was the seed that grew into a classroom full of subsequent giraffe foliage in Ms. Bimbo's classroom. To my knowledge, her classroom is still themed giraffes. It's still giraffe themed.
Yeah.
Giraffe themed.
Yeah.
This might be a personal issue with myself, but my ego cannot handle you having the credit for starting that trend.
Can you say the acclaim instead of credit? Or glory? Or maybe praise? The hat tip?
Acclaim. What?
Hat tip?
No.
That's so funny, though.
Hat tip?
No, I like acclaim. I think it's funny.
Acclaim. This might be a personal issue with myself, but my ego cannot handle you having the acclaim for starting that trend. Now, if you could make a public statement.
Or, I have prepared a statement for you to send to Miss Pimpo.
I have prepared.
Or you could say something like, can you give me credit? If you need help, I have a prepared statement if you'd like to see it. And then we can craft something if needed.
Okay. Now, I would greatly appreciate a public statement accrediting me
Can you put me, like, parentheses? Emily McNeil.
Emily Claire McNeil.
Emily quotes Bim Claire McNeil.
Okay.
Actually, that doesn't seem too professional.
Okay. Accrediting me, Emily Claire McNeil, as the proper creator.
The rightful creator.
The rightful. The rightful creator of the idea.
This is bonkers.
If you need help with such a daunting task, I have a prepared statement. On request.
Yes, upon request.
Oh yeah, upon.
Or you could say, phrase it like, a prepared statement can be provided upon request.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. A prepared
Think about statement. What we're asking this poor girl to do. Was she gonna post on her Instagram story? I was wrong. An apology video is necessary.
Yeah, okay, wait, I'm gonna read the whole thing. My dear speakers, thank you for your candor on this matter. You're right, this will take time to process. But now having all the facts, I believe there are grounds for your forgiveness. Although I sympathize with your fourth grade child like mine, I cannot excuse the lapse in your judgment. The butterfly effect that this draft has created set the course for the foreseeable future, and this devastates me. I'm gonna take out the devastates me.
Okay.
I don't know, it doesn't flow. Giraffe was the seed that grew into a classroom full of subsequent giraffe foliage in Miss Mimbo's classroom. To my knowledge, her classroom is still giraffe-themed. This might be a personal issue with myself, but my ego cannot handle you having the acclaim for starting that trend. Now, I would greatly appreciate a public statement accrediting me, parentheses, Emily Claire McNeil, and parentheses, as the rightful creator of the idea. If you need help with such a daunting task, a prepared statement will be provided upon request. Have a lovely...
Can you sign it Hags? No.
Have a... lovely evening. Yours.
Yours.
Emily. Parentheses. Creator of idea. Okay, wait, let me read it through one more time. How should I end that?
A prepared statement can be... Yeah, no.
I think that's good. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then instead of doing parentheses, can you, like, put it under your name so it's, like, your title?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. My dear Sweet Grace, thank you for your candor on this matter. You're right. This will take time to process. But now having all the facts, I believe there are grounds for forgiveness. Although I sympathize with your fourth grade childlike mind, I cannot excuse the lapse in your judgment. The butterfly effect that this giraffe created set the course for the foreseeable future. Giraffe was the seed that grew into a classroom full of subsequent giraffe foliage. This whole thing is revealing to everyone that I can't read. Giraffe foliage. And
I think we already did that with the Frindle audiobook. Neither of us can read.
To my knowledge, her classroom is still giraffe themed. This might be a personal issue with myself. My ego cannot handle you having the acclaim for starting that trend. Now, I would greatly appreciate a public statement accrediting me, parentheses, Emily Claire McNeil, and parentheses, as the rightful creator of the idea. If you need help with such a daunting task, a prepared statement will be provided upon request. Have a lovely evening. Yours, Emily, parentheses, creator of idea.
Good.
And send?
I think so.
Sent. Wow. I remember when I told my mom this, she was like, you're kidding.
That's so good.
She was like, why would you do that?
I really like how she matched your energy, though.
I do, too. I was really worried about that. I was like, what if she doesn't get it? But she fully did. She's with it. She's streets ahead.
She is streets ahead. I agree. Go, Grace. Actually, no, we don't like Grace. So, Bim, are there grounds for forgiveness now that you have the whole story?
I believe so. I do. There are grounds for forgiveness. I won't be fully, like, you know, I definitely feel better in my heart that she didn't do this on purpose to hurt me,
mm-hmm.
Or to steal my idea. Because I understand the pressure of not wanting to, you know, like, disappoint your mom or not wanting your mom to be mad at me, or mad at you. Like, I understand that. I do sympathize. But she could have just let me know. She could have signed the note, Emily and Grace.
This is so true. Like, and, like, she was fine giving you credit to her mom, but when it came to Miss Bimbo, she was not okay with it. That seems a little skeevy to me.
Yeah, like, it would have been very, very easy, very simple to just be like, you know, this is from me and Emily, you know?
Exactly.
Even better, because that meant I wouldn't have to buy the giraffe.
This is so true. What I don't understand is, Bim, don't get me wrong, I fully agree with your telling of the story, but if she went home and told her mom that night at dinner about Giraffe, would her mom, like, there must have been 2 days.
There might have been multiple days, but I recall I wanted to get this for her for Teacher Appreciation Week.
Mm-hmm.
And that had not happened yet.
Okay. It doesn't matter. Same difference. All right. Wow.
So, yeah, she might have beaten me to the punch, but, like, I wanted to make it, like, it was going to be, like, a thing, you know?
Exactly. And you know what? Yours had more thought to it.
Exactly. It wasn't just randomly giving. It was teacher appreciate. I was appreciating.
Yeah, because why appreciate your teacher every day when there's a given week for it, you know?
Exactly. I don't appreciate any of my teachers until I'm forced to.
Exactly. It's like, what? Never mind.
What are you saying?
I'll tell you after the podcast ends.
Okay. I got you. But yeah, I sympathize, I mean, but she definitely, I will say, this makes me feel so much better. It does.
This is so good.
It makes me feel better. I am still a little, I'm bitter, but I think I will always be bitter.
This is true.
But, I can feel forgiveness is on the horizon.
That's good. That's a good way to be.
Yeah. I don't feel as, I guess, like, whenever I hear the name Grace, I don't think, that's the girl who stole my idea. I'm like, that's the girl who stole my idea, but she was also funny when she responded to me, so.
She's got that going for her.
She gets it.
Grace gets it.
What?
Grace gets it. That's so funny.
Grace gets it.
That's so funny.
I'm happy.
This is good.
This could have gone poorly.
Could you imagine if she just didn't respond?
I think I might cry. Like, I would literally, I would be devastated.
Wow.
But guess what? She did respond. What if she doesn't respond? What if she says no? What? Okay. What if she says no? What if she's like, no, I won't? And then we have official beef.
I can't respond. Then we have to get her on the podcast then. Can I be like Judge Judy between you guys?
Oh my god, absolutely. This is Giraffe Gate.
This is Giraffe Gate. Do not
be. I really want to, like, I want to get Miss Bimbo in on this.
True, she could be a surprise witness.
I want, like all of the witnesses. Like, we could get Maisie in on this. Maisie wasn't in our class.
Can we get Grace's mom to prepare a statement?
Maybe. I don't know if her mom is hip like that, though. My mom could provide a statement.
This is true.
But we'll see. But, like, I want to... Like, would that be weird? That would so be weird, contacting Miss Bimbo, and I don't know if she would respond.
That'd be hilarious, though.
It would be, but, like...
She would definitely not come on the podcast. You could definitely get some correspondence.
I can get, like, a statement. I'd be like, can you give me a statement? Like just a couple questions. Is your room still draft-themed? Do you remember this? Do you remember my, me sobbing outside of the classroom because of this?
I think she'd love to get that email, honestly.
Like, honestly, yeah. I'll like, send her a virtual, like, Sonic gift card or something. She loves Snapples. I'll mail her a Snapple. I'll be like, if you participate, I'll mail you a Snapple.
Yes. Okay. So, if you get some correspondence with Miss Bimbo, my dear sweet Bimbo, and then if Grace says, like, no, I will not prepare a statement, we need to get her on the podcast.
I'm on the podcast.
Who is this?
Sonia's talking. I know. Okay.
Does Sonia forgive Grace?
I know. Yeah, close the door. Bye-bye. What did you say?
I said, does Sonia forgive Grace?
Probably not.
Wow. Okay. What if Grace doesn't even respond, and you just go to her Instagram, and on her story, it's like, hello, everyone.
She's like, I'd like to formally, like, what if she turns this against me? What if she claims that I made up stealing her idea?
Oh my goodness, Bim, I don't know who I'd believe.
No, you have to believe me.
I want Grace on the podcast, and I want it to get heated. Is that too much to ask?
See, but I feel like Grace will say yes. She'll post a public apology. Actually, I don't know.
If she does, you have to be like, not good enough. I'm taking you to court. I just want to meet Grace is the thing.
Oh, wait, as my mom responded, it was Emily all along. Emily is her mom's name. Oh. She's such a snake. I sent the chats to my family group chat because they're invested. Because they've heard about me complain about this so many times.
Well, okay, what if she posts on her story, I give full credit to Emily for this idea, then you have grounds.
Emily, her mom.
Exactly.
Yeah, the good thing I clarified, Emily Claire McNeil.
And if she doesn't, we know the silly little game she's trying to play.
My mom said no way she gives in to your demands.
I don't know. I think Grace would.
I feel like she would. I literally cannot wait for her response. Like, I want, like, witnesses. Like, all... Wow, is my phone keep falling?
Oh my god, I'm getting a nice shot of under Bim's bed.
How's it looking?
I don't know. I didn't see any clothes.
That's because they're all in a laundry basket. Oh. I did do my laundry, which is actually huge.
That's so fantastic.
I'm happy.
This is so good. I'm happy you're happy.
Thank you. There are grounds for forgiveness.
Wow. Let that be a lesson.
Reach out to all of the people that you had beef with in fourth grade.
I don't think I've had beef with anyone in fourth grade.
I'm sure you could think of something.
I probably did.
Maybe someone had beef with you and you just didn't know it, and
probably
and then 10 years later they're gonna DM you on Instagram.
I was pretty clueless back in the day.
You might not have known.
I don't know. Oh well. Anyway, any last words?
This is Draftgate.